Lessons from Qur'an, a path to explore, reflections from life and so much more. Lessons from Qur'an, a path to explore, reflections from life and so much more.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Please recite after me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Respected viewers of Madani Show, we once again welcome you in our program, Lessons and Reflections. In this program, we discuss different verses from the Holy Quran. We try to learn, listen what we can from these verses. And we try and reflect, contemplate. Be with us from start to end, inshallah, immense amount of knowledge you'll be learning. It's always a good idea to ask your family members to come and sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this program. From start to end. Let's also add few good intentions because my Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Tar Qadri, Daman Barakatuhumul Aliyah, has given us this beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task. I'm presenting this program, I make this intention, I'll do this for the pleasure of Allah. You can make this intention, you will watch, listen, remember, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With all these good intentions, let's start topic of the day. Today we will be talking about following the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And what is there in this regard in the Holy Quran? What teachings are there for us to follow? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Surah Ali Imran, verse number 31. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم
Dear beloved Prophet, say, O people, if you love Allah, then follow me. Allah will love you and will forgive your sins. And Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. Subhanallah. So respected viewers, the claim of Allah's love can only be true if one obediently follows the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And then this verse expresses how it is essential for every individual to follow the beloved Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim. Verse from Surah Ali Imran 31. Let me tell you the contextual background, shan and nuzul of this very verse. It is mentioned that Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam came to Quraysh and who had fixed statues in Khanai Kaaba, Baytullah, house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after decorating them, they were prostrating. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, O group of Quraysh, by Allah, you have left the religion of your forefathers, Sayyidina Ibrahim and Sayyidina Ismail alayhi wa salatu wa salam. Quraysh said, we love these statues in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that they can make us closer to Allah. Upon this, this verse was revealed. And this was made crystal clear that the claim of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can only be acceptable if you do ittiba of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. If you follow the Messenger of Allah, if you believe in the finality of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the risala of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and follow him. Without that, this claim of loving Allah is not acceptable. And if someone wants to give the dalil, the proof of this claim, this claim of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what should he do? He should become the true slave of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. True obedient servant of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Whereas Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam forbade worshipping these statues. So if someone worships statues, it means he is disobedient of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Then how can that person's claim of loving Allah be accepted? That is nothing but falsehood. Because he is not following Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. Whereas Quran says that if you love Allah, then you follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. This is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the claim of loving of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will only be acceptable if someone follows Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in letter and spirit. And the second opinion regarding this verse is that in Medina, the Jews, they used to say that we don't need to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We are the sons and beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then this verse was revealed, which means that if you follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will love you. So you claim that we are the beloveds of Allah, we are the sons of Allah, ma'adallah. That was their claim. So this claim of theirs was refuted. But how is it possible? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the one who follows Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will be loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how come someone says we don't need to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What would be the other meaning? Allah will not love them. Their love, their claim of loving Allah will not be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter how many times one says La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, until or unless he does not say Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. His iman is not accepted. His claim of loving of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not accepted, rather rejected. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala says that this qawl, this opinion is authentic because this surah is Madani. Surah Ali Imran was revealed in Medina. So the shan in nuzul, the contextual background is more relevant, which we just mentioned. Rasul Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's ittiba', following Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is essential. This verse tells that each and everyone has to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is another place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا الَّذِي لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّيِّ الَّذِي يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَكَلِمَاتِهِ وَاتَّبِعُوهُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ. Surah A'raf, verse 158. Say, O people, I am Messenger of Allah to all of you, sent by Him to whom belongs the kingdom of the heavens and earth. There is no God except Him. He gives life and causes death. So believe in Allah and His Messenger, who is a prophet, the unschooled, who believes in Allah and all His words, and follow Him that you may attain guidance. So respected viewers, this verse is a proof for the absolute prophethood of the final Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who is the prophet of the entire creation and whole world is his ummah. So in this verse, clearly this has been mentioned that Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam is the Messenger of Allah and we have to believe in him, we have to follow him, and his ittiba' is important. And the other verse which we are discussing, dear Prophet, say, O people, if you love Allah, then follow me. فَاتَّبِعُونِي. This is something is commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala says that once Sayyidina Umar Faruq Azam radiallahu ta'ala came in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and said, we also listen Jews and sometimes we like what they say. do you permit us that we can also write something by say?
Rasulullah said,
are you confused and surprised like Jews and the Christians? Whereas I have brought very bright and clear Sharia. And if even today Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was alive, he wouldn't have no choice but to follow me. Allahu Akbar Kabira.
Now, respected viewers, when we look at the following of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the character of Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan,
how they were eager, how they were having this passion to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in each and every manner possible.
Now, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala and once came near Hajri Aswad, the black stone. And after kissing it, said, by Allah, I know you are a stone, and neither you can benefit nor cause any harm.
Had I not seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam kissing you, I would not have kissed you.
And in Sunan Nisa'i, it is narrated that after this, he radiallahu ta'ala and kissed Hajri Aswad.
So this was their mindset. They would do anything because Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam done it.
Subhanallah.
Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala and once he asked for water and then he performed wudu. And after that, he started smiling and said to the people who were around him, will you not ask me the reason why did I smile?
They said, O Amir al-Mu'mineen radiallahu ta'ala,
why did you smile?
He radiallahu ta'ala and then responded, once Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam performed wudu near this place. And after finishing, he alayhi salatu wasalam smiled.
And he alayhi salatu wasalam asked Sahaba ikram alayhi ridwan, the companions, would you not ask me what made me smile?
Sahaba ikram alayhi ridwan, they requested, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, what made you smile?
Then Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, when a person asks for water, and then when he washes his face, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes sins of his face. When he washes his elbows, then the sins of elbows. When he does masa of his head, then sins of head. When he washes the feet, then sins of his feet are removed.
Allahu Akbar.
So in other words, I have imitated the same act as Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam did. Meaning when he smiled, right near this place, I also smiled.
So respective viewers, apparently there was no reason of smiling, right?
What was this? This passion of following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ittiba of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam.
Remembering the beautiful acts of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and just imitating for no reason. This is called love. This is true ishq. This is passion. This is devotion for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
And today, in this day and age, sometimes we don't understand the wisdom behind any sunnah. And then we say, why is this for? Why should I follow something? I don't have any reason behind. I don't know any wisdom of it.
No, respectful viewers. Whether we know any wisdom behind any sunnah or not, whether we know any reason behind it or not, whether we know any logic behind it or not, we should just follow because our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam did it. This is enough for us to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because this act was done by the most intelligent personality ever walked on the face of this earth. He did it. That would be beneficial for us. That's it. We need to follow because he is the best creation created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is beloved of Allah. Each and every act of our Rasul alayhi salatu wassalam is something which has got light for us. Something which we need to follow. And he is the best role model. So whatever, in any best manner possible, whatever it is for us to follow, we should not miss. Yes, there are some exceptions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were khas for Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. But wherever any sunnah is there for us to follow, we should not miss. And we should not question about any logic or wisdom behind it. To follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, that is enough for us that this was done by our Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, our master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Look at another hadith, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. He was just making his animal
going round and round and round. So people asked the reason. Then he radiallahu ta'ala and said, I don't know any logic behind it or any wisdom behind it or reason, but right in this place, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doing this. That's the reason I'm doing it. This was the mindset of Sahaba ikram alayhi ridwan when it came to do ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Following Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. The reward of this will be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love us when we follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our sins will be forgiven. What else we need? We'll become pure, we'll become neat, we'll become free from sins. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will accept our tawbah, subhanallah. And following Messenger of Allah will not only give us this great reward, but in return, the greatest reward one can expect, the rizah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is I say I love Allah, I keep on saying I love Allah, I claim I love Allah is different. And one is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves me. Allahu Akbar, you tell me what is better. Of course, when subhanallah, the glad tiding that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves me is far, 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 far greater than mainly my own claim that I love Allah. How can we get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? فَاتَّبِعُونِي. This is the message of the Quran. This is what we are learning from this verse 31, Surah Ali Imran, and clearly mentioned that the ittiba of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is something that easily we can attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the great reward as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love us. Respected viewers, today we have established the fact that the ittiba of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, following Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is crucial, is important. And this is the path if we tread upon that we can attain the pleasure of Allah and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But how can we follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if we don't know about him? If we don't know about the sunnahs? How can we act upon sunnahs if we don't know sunnahs at first place? Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami has given us this platform. Ijtima'at, Madani Qafile, Madani Channel, Jami'atul Madina, Madrasatul Madina. Many, many, many various avenues are there for us to learn knowledge of Deen Islam. To learn about the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To know about the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, there are many courses, online courses available. Go to www.dawatislami.net and then you can find out various courses available for you to learn, to know about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to know about the sunnahs of Prophet alaihi salatu wasallam. Once you increase knowledge, once you start learning the sunnahs, then you will have the jazbah, the passion to act upon the sunnahs of Rasul alaihi salatu wasallam. And inshallah azza wa jal, then you will act upon the sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, what will happen? You will attain the pleasure of Allah. You will attain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful episode. Keep watching Madani channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Lessons from Quran, about to explore, reflections from life and so much more. Lessons from Quran, about to explore, reflections from life and so much more.